With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with DeJoes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily presented, as always, by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, and Hawks are with you on a Thursday. Lot to do. 20 minutes from now, our guy Jimmy Patsos. We haven't caught up with Jimmy in a long time. We'll talk some hoops. It's going to be fun. Jimmy Patsos joins the show in about 20 minutes. Lightning bets 1 hour from now, and more, of course, on NFL Week 13. It's a big week around the league. We'll probably touch on the Eagles and Titans coming up next hour. But let's dive into college football. We did some yesterday on some of the conference title games. We talked about Kansas State. Potentially with an upset there against TCU would not surprise us. The USC and Utah game, also a short number. How about some of the bigger numbers? And we maybe want to put together some sort of Saturday parlay for these college football championship games. But we have two big numbers within big conferences. Georgia-LSU is a very big number. And in the Big Ten, Michigan-Purdue is a big number. I don't imagine we're getting any sort of ridiculous upset in either of those games. But I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if one or both comes in inside the number and we get a cover. And we have 17 in Michigan-Purdue. Michigan's really good. Are they gonna cover 17 in the Big Ten title game? Are they going to run the score up to do that?
Yeah. We're sitting at 16.5, so now we're around another – we hit another one of those keys with the Michigan. Is this inflated? So these are two matchups with these bigger point spreads where – we didn't get a sample size of a regular season matchup. So I think that's kind of interesting that the largest point spreads of all these main conference championships, the three largest, all of them did not play. They did not meet up. So if you had that example of them playing a closer game in the regular season, maybe these point spreads would end up being a lot shorter than what they are. And I'm throwing Clemson into the mix as well, that one being north of a touchdown. But Michigan 17 and Georgia 17.5. I don't know. Starting with the Big Ten, should it be 17? Well, a lot of it is what happened last week, right? So the Wolverines were not tested this year, and that's why it was kind of like a question mark that was lingering about this team. Like, you respect the team, and we know they're good, but how good are they? They really haven't been tested. And then they have the ultimate road test. It's your rival against one of the top teams in the nation, a guy that was your favorite for the majority of the season for the Heisman Trophy Award, and you pummel that team, just like you did a year ago, and revenge was on the Buckeyes' mind. So it feels like we have a big adjustment from where we were a week ago because of that Ohio State win.
I agree. Yeah, it's gone. It's gigantic. I think the number's gigantic. I mean, I especially this game's being played indoors. Doesn't it feel like if the game's being played outdoors, you know, Michigan can kind of muck the game up and take the ball away and the Purdue passing game wouldn't work? I think Purdue covers the number, Aaron.
You do.
Along those lines, I actually like the under because I think with Michigan's third-ranked defense by yards per play allowed, they do like to run the ball. They're 38th in plays of 20-plus yards. And Purdue is 108th in plays of 20-plus yards. So I could see this being an under game.
I could too.
My problem with this is a game that of all these title games that I have the smallest opinion on. But my problem with Purdue getting inside the number is they've got to score. And that's been that's been an issue for much of this year. So if you look at some of their offensive numbers, EPA per play. They're outside the top 100 in the nation. They have no explosion on offense. The rushing attack is terrible. I mean, it's for most of their metrics, they're outside the top 100, and you're facing an elite defense in Michigan. Like that's going to be the tough part. How many points do we actually believe that Purdue's going to be able to put up on the board? So to get inside of 17, what do we need? Do we need at least 17? Do we need 14?
14. Is Michigan going to get over 30, running the football as much as they want to with a lead? It could be what's the total in this game, 51.5?
There's a 52.5 out there too. It's 52.5, 52, and 51.5, depending on where you do your shopping.
So I kind of understand why this number's going up. I wouldn't be really all that interested in playing Purdue in this spot. Any worry about a letdown? If there's a letdown, I don't know. Can you have a letdown in a conference championship game? Let's start there. It's tough. I mean, you have so much on the line right here, and I'm sure people are telling Michigan, like, hey, guys, with what you've accomplished this year, undefeated into this game, your 17-point favorite, they, even if you kind of half-ass it and if you don't really show up, if you don't win, you're probably still in because Ohio State's on the outside.
I mean, I think you can have a letdown in terms of the energy's got to be different, right, coming off Ohio State. But, like, I don't think they'll let down and lose the game. But if you're telling me in the second quarter it's 10-7, I'm not surprised if the game's kind of close early and then Michigan pulls away as the game goes along.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It has the least amount of intrigue of all these games, doesn't it?
Well, because Purdue, I mean, who wants to watch Purdue play football? Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Drew Brees is not there. That was a long time ago. And that was
very long time ago.
That was the entire handicap of the Big Ten championship. If you were taking a long shot, like, look, okay, you're going to get a great team out of one side. And it was, can you be in a position where you can make some money? Maybe you hedge out of it as a sizable underdog. Well, which team's going to come out of the other side? That was always the big question, and that's why people took some dart throws on teams like Minnesota or whatever, a few others out there. But I didn't hear anybody say that Purdue was going to be playing in the Big Ten Championship.
No, I didn't either. All right, let's go to the one that is not a surprising matchup. Maybe a little bit, but not, you know, historically. Georgia, LSU in the SEC Championship game. Georgia's a 17.5-point favorite in this game. We're talking about inflated. Is this because of what happened with LSU last week? I mean, they were trending the right direction second half under Brian Kelly. They beat Alabama. They earned their spot in this game. 17.5. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia does it, but man, it's big.
Feels like too much, doesn't it? Doesn't it? I mean, this is an LSU squad that has been tested a lot. So if you look at their tough games this year, they were trounced by Tennessee. Okay, and I don't want to completely throw that one out, but okay. That was a complete no-show. The Vols are riding high. All right, I got you. They handled Ole Miss. And that was impressive. What, they win by 25? Yeah, they won by 25. They beat Bama in overtime. It's so what? This is going to be their fourth game against, at the time, a top eight team in the nation. So strength of schedule is there. And, yeah, you're right, Joe G. Like, maybe this line is completely different if they don't lose at Texas A&M last week and in commanding fashion like they did. But LSU is certainly battle-tested, and I'm getting over 17. I mean, that's really the only consideration for me. I mean,
yeah,
the hesitation is, well, Georgia's the best team in the nation. They are. And it's tough to pick that team apart. Where are the issues with LSU? Like, maybe in the trenches offensively a little bit, but aside from that, I mean, they're a really quality club, and it wouldn't surprise me if they hang.
I think LSU has
for Georgia, right?
Overachieved.
Go ahead, Aaron.
I was going to say, I think, you know, LSU has overachieved. They've got a solid quarterback, a solid defense, so I like them as underdogs on the spread, you know, 17.5.
I just wonder, too, motivation. I don't mean, like, not to win the game. Like, is there a motivation for Georgia or Michigan to pour it on? They're in. They don't have to impress anybody.
Georgia's in if they lose.
So yeah. Fourth quarter of these games, like, these coaches are not getting their star players hurt. I don't know. These games don't have the feel of championship Saturday to me. These two, right? The USC one does because Utah will want to beat them, and that's a close game. The Kansas State one certainly could have that kind of feel of, like, wow, this is a lot on the line here. I don't know. These two, it's why the dogs kind of stand out to me a little bit. Maybe they don't blow the doors off them.
Is this a different situation than what we had last year? So I thought it was interesting that the committee put LSU in a spot, and it was because of that third loss, because they lost to Texas A&M. They put them in a spot where they can't get in, right? Even if they shock everyone and they beat Georgia, they're so far back that they can't make the top four. But last year, going into the SEC championship, Georgia was 12-0. So they were in, and they were facing Alabama, and what happened? They lost to Alabama. Alabama needed the game more. It was 41-24. Do you think Georgia's going to have that same mindset?
That's a good point. So it's interesting you brought that up, Joe, because both of these same teams were in this exact spot last year. Mm-hmm. Right? Georgia with a spot locked up, and they lose the SEC championship. And then the other side was Michigan, basically spot locked up. They won 42-3 over Iowa last year, so they took care of business. They did do that.
That's Harbaugh.
Yeah,
but also different opponents too. Like, sure, one's facing Alabama. Yeah,
right. Is there any sort of conference weekend parlay that we could put together? I mean, we all like Kansas State, right? Would we money line that, or would we just take the 2.5?
I'm in. Are we still at 2.5? We're still there? Probably. Come on,
guys. What
about
K-State, LSU, UNC?
I like those. Nothing on Friday, right? Nobody. Does anybody have an opinion on Pac-12 championship?
I like USC. It's under 3 now. -2.5.
USC. Oh, 2.5. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
All right. If we wanted to put four together, just saying. Okay. 12-1. 12-1. K-State, UNC, USC, UNC, LSU.
I would be so mad if it loses on Friday night.
I know. That would stink. Well, if we take that out, all right, it's +595. It's almost 6-1.
Could throw Tedford in. I'm just saying.
Is that your favorite this weekend?
Not yet, but okay. I think they're live.
Give Paul it till, like, tomorrow morning. It'll be his favorite.
Yeah.
Tedford.
Jimmy Patsos next. We'll talk some basketball on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.